As is often the case at this time of year in the Easter season, this was a very special week here in our parish, especially because just yesterday, about 80 of our children received our Lord Jesus in Holy Communion for the very first time. Many of them are at Mass here this morning. If you were one of the first communicants this year, why don't you stand up so we can congratulate all of you. I told our first communicants yesterday that it was a day of great joy, not only for them and their own families, but for our whole parish, because they remind us all of what a precious gift we have in the Holy Eucharist. And every year around Holy Communion time, First Holy Communion time, I always pray that we all would approach Holy Communion, no matter how often we receive our Lord, with that same joy and love for the Blessed Sacrament that you see on the faces of first communicants. It was also a special week because I received a very special message from none other than Pope Francis. I kid you not, it's right here. I want to share some of it with you in my homily today. Now, truth be told, it's a message that he sent to the whole world. So, just in case you haven't yet heard his message and read it for yourself, I'd like to share some of it with you. This message of Pope Francis was written for today. Today, the fourth Sunday of Easter, which we call Good Shepherd Sunday because we always hear in the gospel about Jesus, the Good Shepherd. It's also World Day of Prayer for Vocations. And Pope Francis wrote a very beautiful message that I would certainly encourage you to look up and read in its entirety. You can find it on the Vatican website. And he reflects upon the theme of vocations during this year of St. Joseph by meditating on three different aspects of St. Joseph's vocation. His call from the Lord that he says really applies to each and every one of us who are also called by our Lord to a particular way of life. So Pope Francis offers three words that he uses to reflect upon vocations in the light of the life of St. Joseph. The first word is dream. St. Joseph, of course, had his most profound encounters with the Lord in his dreams. And the Holy Father writes, God's call always urges us to take a first step, to give ourselves, to press forward. There can be no faith without risk. St. Joseph very well could have had these dreams and said, well, that was all just some figment of my imagination in my sleep. But he didn't. He chose to respond to the dream, to take a risk. Every vocation arises in the human heart as a call from the Lord, a kind of dream, if you will, that we have to choose whether to embrace and take a risk or simply ignore. Then Pope Francis says the second word that marks the journey of St. Joseph is service. He writes, for St. Joseph, service did not remain simply a high ideal, but became a rule for daily life. St. Joseph so faithfully gave of himself selflessly to serve our Lord and our Lady. As the husband and father of the Holy Family, he gave himself to his service and his work as a carpenter so selflessly. This is the fruit of every dream that God instills in the human heart. It always calls us to serve in some way, to step out of ourselves and to serve God and our neighbor. No matter our vocation in life, it's ultimately that, a call to serve. And then Pope Francis offers the third word in the light of St. Joseph's vocation, which is fidelity. He says, fidelity is the secret of joy. It is the joy of simplicity. St. Joseph didn't just kind of have a burst of service and then teeter out. but he was faithful in giving himself his whole life long to fulfilling that dream, that call from the Lord, and serving Jesus and Mary and so many others. Every vocation calls us to this, to fidelity, to a commitment, a lifelong commitment even. And is it not the case, as Pope Francis said here, that fidelity is the secret of joy? Think about the joy that we experience when we celebrate anniversaries of our fidelity to marriage vows or some other commitment. Or the joy we experience when we see someone else faithfully over so many years living their vocation. Dream, service, fidelity. These three words our Holy Father invites us to reflect upon this World Day of Prayer for Vocations. So for those of us who are already living our particular vocation from the Lord in marriage or holy orders or religious life or a dedicated single life, perhaps today we could ponder in our hearts, what was that original dream in my heart in which the Lord called me to this vocation? Is that dream still alive in my heart? How has that dream called me to service? Called me out of myself to give of myself in love to another and above all to the Lord? And how on this day, this Good Shepherd Sunday, do I need to be renewed in my fidelity to my call, to draw strength from the Lord to persevere in that service that is the fulfillment of that dream which he stirred in my heart? And to those of you who are still seeking your vocation, especially all the young people here this morning, what does your heart dream of? And don't be small-minded when it comes to the dreams of your heart. The other day I was talking to one of our grade school students who was a teacher for the day as one of the auction items. And I asked him if he thought maybe he would be a teacher when he grew up. And he said, "I think so. Either that or a candy taster." He didn't have small dreams. That's a big dream, to make a living as a candy taster, but wouldn't that be wonderful? But even deeper than that, what are the deep dreams that the Lord has placed in my heart? And don't stifle or limit that dream. Maybe even, young men and women, boys and girls, maybe the Lord is stirring a dream in your heart of living your life as a priest or a consecrated brother or sister. That's possible. And the church needs you to be open to that possibility for your life. And ask the Lord, how are you calling me to service now in my life in order to prepare me and train me for my vocation? How are you calling me, Lord, in my family to serve my parents and my brothers and sisters? How are you calling me in my schoolwork and in my friendships to live this spirit of service? And then ask yourself, in what way am I perhaps afraid of commitment, of that fidelity that the Lord calls us to have in our vocations? In our world, there's much that tells us that it's impossible to be faithful for life. But it's not, especially with God's grace. We should never be afraid, whatever God's call, that he will also give us the grace to be faithful our whole life long. Jesus, in the gospel today, as he presents himself to us as the Good Shepherd, we find these three words also applying to him. The Good Shepherd has a dream. This deep desire of the shepherd's heart is that the whole world will hear his voice and there will be one flock gathered around the one shepherd in the church. And the Good Shepherd recognizes that for that to happen, he's called to serve. And so Jesus cares for our every need as our shepherd. He guides us with the teaching of his truth, and he feeds us with his own body and blood. Especially here in Holy Mass, we experience this service of our Good Shepherd, his love for us. And the Good Shepherd recognizes and lives to the full this call to fidelity. For when the wolf comes, he does not abandon the flock like the hireling, but he fights for us. So much does he love us, the Good Shepherd lays down his life. So faithful is he to his call. So inspired today by the love of the Good Shepherd, fed by his own body and blood anew here in this Holy Mass, let's ask him to help us to live fully his call in our lives, to follow the dreams that he stirs in our hearts, to give ourselves in response through a life of service, to be faithful and persevering, so that one day we will live with that Good Shepherd in the eternal pastures of his heavenly kingdom. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.